morning, little and big folks. Good morning, children and grown-ups, passengers on the White Rabbit bus. Well, it's a beautiful, clear, cold morning in New York City and vicinity. Then here we are all together again, flying to Storyland.
It's a Storyland, Mr. Conductor. Hey, you don't tell me.
Oh, yes, I do, Charlie McKelty.
Well, imagine that. Yeah, are we going to see a good story today, Mr. Conductor?
Don't we always have a good story in Storyland, Charlie McKelty?
We guess so. Yeah, come to think of it, I'm sure we do. But I thought I'd ask just the same. Yeah, what is the story, Mr. Cross?
The story? Oh, it's a Scotch story today.
A Scotch story? Well, well.
A Scotch story, Mr. Cross? You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, well, maybe you didn't ask him, driver.
I didn't. Say, is this one of those Charlie McCarthy dolls the little girls all got for Christmas?
No, that's Charlie McKelty. I should say, Jackie, I mean.
Just skip it, Mr. Conductor. Yeah. And don't look at me that way, driver. I was just going back and sit down anyhow. Yeah, I can tell when I'm in the way.
You know, from Eddie, he had me fooled, Mr. Conductor.
Oh, you don't say, Mom.
I do say, Porter, but I wasn't saying it to you.
Oh, no, sir, no, sir, not at all. Better go you have somebody.
Oh, driver, did you hear about us?
Hear about us?
Mm-hmm.
Us? Well, well, tell me more.
About all of us, everybody on the bus. We're going to Storyland.
Of course I heard about that. What do you take me for?
Well, I don't know. But you wouldn't want us to get Storyland if they could hurry, would you?
Certainly. Who said I wouldn't?
Well, it was just a suggestion, that's all. Come on, Jimmy, I'll be seeing you.
I suppose, Mr. Conductor, that's a hint that I drive a wee bit faster. Wouldn't you say so?
Well, perhaps. And perhaps it's a hint that I get about my business, too. So I shall. Marilyn Miller sings our hymn today. It's a lovely Ave Maria written some years ago by her grandfather, Louis Rocca. Granddaddy wrote Marilyn Miller. Marilyn looks so sweet today. And now let me see. I think we might have a small jump here toward Storyland by none other than Diana Joan Dunnanworth.
You want me to see so soon, Mr. Cross?
Well, there's really no time like the present, Diana.
I got a lot of presents for Christmas.
I'll bet you did. Have you, by the way, been learning any new songs, Diana?
Oh, yes, Mr. Conductor. Have you, by the way?
Well, yes and no. But suppose you sing one for me.
Hmm? And then will you sing a little song for me, Mr. Cross?
Perhaps. But let's have your song first.
All right. Shall I sing about the general fast asleep?
Yes, do. Perhaps you'd better wake him up. Hmm?
Right, the fourth, the night, the floor, down.
You should see the eyes and the gestures. His cute little general, I'll bet. Our 5-year-old seven little Diana Dolly, sweetest chocolate candy.
And here is Jimmy Burke, Mr. Conductor, all ready to tune up for you.
Well, thank you, Ralph. And good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Mr. Ross.
And what fine tune have you for us today, Jimmy Burke?
Well, I have selected one of my old favorites, the automobile polka.
Oh, the automobile polka. That's a son of us, isn't it? Bunny Bus Jubler, Jimmy.
Peanuts, popcorn, fire, Jack. Boy, are we certainly all flying along this morning, Mr. Conductor. Is there any particular rush?
Oh, yes. We're headed for Storyland, Shrimp, and you know what that means.
Storyland? Well, that's okay. I just thought maybe the driver was trying to break a few records.
Oh, no, nothing like that.
Nothing like that at all, Shrimp.
Oh, good morning, Audrey.
Good morning. The lady next door asked me to give you this little note, Mr. Cross.
Oh, she did? Thank you, Audrey.
Isn't the lady next door on the bus this morning, Audrey?
Of course she is, but she didn't want to shout all the way up here to Mr. Cross, so she asked me to give him the note.
Oh.
And here's what it says, Shrimp. Wait a minute, Audrey. You can hear this, too.
All right.
It says, we have a special request for Audrey to sing Just a Little Love, a Little Kiss. I wonder if you'd like to ask her to sing it now. There you are. And how about it, Audrey?
All right, if you want me to, Mr. Cross.
I do very much.
And so do I. Terribly.
Yeah, yes, you do.
Oh, yes, I do.
Then it's unanimous. As a special request through the note of the lady next door, give us Just a Little Love, a Little Kiss.
Thank you.
much love and many kisses to our own auburn-haired sweetheart, Audrey Egan, in velvet and green this morning. And now let me see.
Oh, Mr. Conductor, if you're looking for anything to hop a big bus along, there are about 10 little and medium-sized hops sitting right over there in a long, big row.
Little what, Porter?
What's that?
Oh, a little hop. See them? And hear them?
You mean our boys from the Colored Orphanage Home. Mm-hmm. Our fine lads of our COA Glee Club. And here they are, 10 of them, ready to sing the spiritual All the Way.
All the way.
All the way.
All the way.
All the way. All the way. My road is rough and rocky all the way.
I know I've got me digits. My name is written down.
My road is rough and rocky all the way.
And under all my crosses, God said I'd find my crown.
My road is rough and rocky all the way.
Sometime I get discouraged. I think my work in vain.
My road is rough and rocky all the way.
I meet some poor pretender, try to capitalize my name.
My road is rough and rocky all the way.
Thank you, boys. Our boys of the COA Glee Club. From the Colored Orphanage Island at Riverdale. I believe I had to promise Diana a song, didn't I, a little while ago? So this is for Diana and also for our five-year-old Jeannie darling, Jeannie Elkins, who isn't feeling so well this morning. Are you listening, Jeannie?
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. Polly put the kettle on. Polly put the kettle on. Polly put the kettle on. We'll all have tea. Sookie, take it off again. Sookie, take it off again. Sookie, take it off again. They've all gone away. Ding dong bell, pussy's in the well. Who put her in? Little Johnny Green. Who pulled her out? Big John Stout. What a naughty boy was that to drown our little pussy cat. We've come to see Miss Jenny Jones, Jenny Jones, Jenny Jones. We've come to see Miss Jenny Jones. How is she today?
She's washing.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, yes, hear it, hear it. Well, I'm glad to hear it, yes, and how is she today? We've come to see Miss Jenny Jones, Jenny Jones, Jenny Jones. We've come to see Miss Jenny Jones, how is she today?
Thank you, Mr. Crosshouse. You're doing very good. All of which brings us to Peter Pig and the Peter Pig story for today, Mr. Conductor.
What's that, Roy?
The lady next door just handed me the Peter Pig story, and I'm handing it to you to read, if you will, please.
Oh, thank you, Roy. And where is Peter Pig?
I'm handing him to you, Mr. Conductor. One small pig coming up.
Look out there, Freddy Cap, not so fast.
All right, Peter Pig, let's see what you've been up to this week.
Okay, Mr. Conductor, go right ahead.
Adventures of Peter Pig by Gene Peterson, chapter 268. With all the holiday festivities out of the way and animals at Folly Farm settled back into their old routine manner of living once more, which, of course, leaves Peter Pig looking about for something to do. As we peep into the White Cottage this morning, we find him standing at the window, gazing down in the direction of Puddle Duck Pond, which has lately frozen over. This point gives him an idea, and he suddenly turns to Mumsy with the question.
All right, Mumsy, may I go down skating at Puddle Duck Pond today?
I should say not, Peter. Didn't you see that danger sign they have posted?
Oh, that's just at this end. Rest of it's all right. Duck children are down there.
Well, I hope you don't think I'm going to let you do everything those duck children do.
Oink, their mother let them go swimming when they were a day old. I'd have been worried to death.
But I don't want to go swimming. I want to go skating.
I know what you mean, but I said no.
Aw, please, Mumsy. I haven't anything to do. I need some excitement.
Well, get the train Santa Claus brought you and play with it.
Aw, Mom, that's no fun. Just watching a train run around a track. Besides, Uncle Clarence wore it out the first day I had it.
Oh, yes, I remember that. For this, I wish he'd asked Santa Claus to bring him a train of his own.
Well, I guess you'll have to play with your boxing gloves.
Will you box with me, Mumsy?
Now, Peter, you know I can't box. Besides, I have to get dinner. Now, run along out of my way.
If you let me go skating, I wouldn't be in your way.
I said no, Peter.
Ah, oh, Peter Pig.
Oink, Mumsy, there's Freddy Cat. He has his skates. Oink, please, can I go, please?
Oh, Peter Pig.
Please, Mumsy.
All right, but you must promise not to go near that danger sign where that ice is all cracked and broken.
Wait, Mumsy, I won't. Honest, I won't.
No, sir, I wouldn't touch that danger sign with a 10-foot pole.
Peter Pig.
Wait, let me tell Freddy.
Yeah, Freddy, in just a minute, I'll be with you.
Where's my hat, Mumsy?
Here, and put on your coat, Peter.
Oh, I don't need a coat, Mumsy. The sweater's enough.
Peter, put on that coat. I'm not going to have you catching cold.
Oh, all right, but how's a fella going to skate with a big, heavy coat on him?
Now, please, Peter, be careful.
Ma, I thought you were never coming.
I thought so myself. Come on, let's hurry, for Mumsy changes her mind and makes me come back.
Now, look, the ducks are going home. We'll have the pond all to ourselves.
Oh, I sure am glad. Those quacks think they own this pond. Just because it's named after them.
Well, here we are. Should we sit down and put on our skates?
Okay with me.
Nah. Wasn't it lucky we both got skates for Christmas?
Yeah, I like these kind with the shoes fastened on them, too, don't you?
Yeah. But then there's always a question of what to do with our regular shoes that we take off.
Well, can't we leave them here on the bank?
Nah. Somebody might come along and get them.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We could tie them together and hang them on there, on that danger sign. Nobody would get him there.
Yes, that'd be kind of risky. Mumsy told me not to go near that sign.
Well, we won't have to go near it. We get a long stick from that brush pile over there. Come on, we'll skate over there and hook the skates on the end of it. Pass them out to the sign that way.
That's not a bad idea.
Ah, there's the brush pile.
Yeah, here's a stick that ought to fill the order. It's every bit of 10 feet long, too.
Okay. Now, let's get back to the sign.
Better let me handle the stick, Freddy. I don't weigh as much as you do. Give me your shoes. I have mine hooked over the end here. All right, there you are.
Nah. I'll hang on to your coat in case you slip, Peter.
Hang on to my sweater instead. I'm going to take off this coat and put it out there with our shoes.
Yeah. Guess you can skate lots better without a coat.
Yeah.
Easy now. It's never too late to fall in.
Yeah. All right. There it is. That's kind of exciting. Ready? Suggested it was. Well, I guess we're all set to skate.
All right, let's go home. Let's go. Come on. Chase me, Peter Pig.
All right. Wait a minute, Freddy. There's Mumsy coming down the hill.
Oh, gee. You suppose she's coming after you, Peter Pig?
I hope not. But that would be just my luck. All right, Freddy, come on. Let's hide behind that brush pile.
Yeah. Let's. You don't want to go home yet.
Peter Pig.
Yeah, she's after you all right, Peter.
Not so loud. She's getting closer. She'll hear you.
Peter Pig. Dear, he's nowhere in sight. He was here just a minute ago when I looked out the window.
Sure, was there that danger sign, Freddy.
Goodness, there's his shoes and his coat and Freddy's shoes hanging on that danger sign. Oh, dear, what if they've fallen in and drowned?
And we better let her know we're all right, Peter.
No, I think we better stay drowned a little while longer.
Oh, my poor little pig. I knew I shouldn't have let him come down here. Now see what's happened. I've only his shoes and his coat.
Oh, what a joke on Mumsy.
Oh, dear. It's going to be hard to break the news to Freddy's mother.
Nah, yes. I bet Mumsy Cow will miss me.
I guess the only thing to do is get Freddy's shoes off that sign and take them home to his mother.
Now, Peter, we better stop her. Man, she's walking out toward that danger sign.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, Peter, and the ice is cracking.
Oh,
dear,
help! Help!
Just a second, Mumsy. We're coming. Oh,
help!
All right, Mumsy. Mumsy! Oh, hold on to the edge there, Mum. Freddy, get
yes?
that stick. No, wait, here's the board.
Oh,
hold on, Mumsy, what's on you out? Oh, Freddy.
Yeah?
Well, pull us across the edge of the ice here.
I got you, Peter. Come on.
There you are, Mumsy. Now grab hold of this board.
All right, I have it.
I'm safe. Shallow here. I can touch bottom right now, Mousie. If you'll catch hold of this pole, for running, I'll be able to pull you out.
Goodness. There. Now I have it.
All right, Freddy. Come on. Pull easy there now.
All right.
Oh, dear.
She can get hold of your hoofs now, Pete.
Oh, yes. Here's my hoof. Get hold of that, Mosey. Come on. That's it.
Now I'm all right. Oh, thank goodness.
Gee, Mosey, I'm kind of glad we got you out.
Yeah. So am I, Mrs. K.
Say, and I was wishing for some excitement.
Oh, so that's why your shoes and coat were hanging out on that danger sign.
Oh, no. We didn't do it on purpose, Mosey. We just put them there so they'd be safe. Too bad you got wet, Mosey.
Thank you, but it's too bad I got wet, young man. Because when I get wet, I get mad.
Oink, Peter Pig, you come home with me.
Oink, Mosey, like all my ear. You're hurting me.
You'd better plead for mercy, Peter Pig.
You're going to have something else hurting beside an ear when I get you home. I'll teach you.
So remember, when you go skating on the lake and pond, be sure it's safe and the ice strong enough to hold you.
Ask Mother and Dad. They can tell you. Peter Pig was Mickey O'Day, Mumsy Pig, Audrey Egan, Freddy Chaff, Eddie Raggy. And now, Peter Pig, I think we'll have a little song for you.
Oh, Mr. Conductor, this is too much.
Not at all. You have it coming to you. You'll like it, too, and it's a dandy by a 7-year-old lad who says his teacher apparently doesn't know very much, while she's always asking him questions. And this is what she asked him to spell the other day. Here's Jackie Ayers in his big white sweater.
When I was 7 years of age, I used to go to school. And when it came to spelling, I was awful at the rules. I couldn't spell a single word where S's were concerned. I tried to overcome my list and took it every turn. Now that word Mississippi was awful hard to spell. But now I'm cute that I can spell it well. M-I-S S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. That used to be so hard to spell. It used to make people. But since I studied spelling, it's just like tongue tie. M-I-S S-I-S S-I-P-P-I. M-I-S S-I-S S-I-P-P-I. That used to be so hard to spell. It used to make me cry. But since I studied spelling, it's just like hugging pie. M-I-S S-I-S S-I-P-P-I.
That's our healthy-looking, chubby-cheeked, blonde-headed Jackie Ayers. Oh, good morning, Clementine.
Good morning, Mr. Kurt. I was just coming to tell you that Mildred has a lovely song if you'd like to hear it.
Of course. But what about you and Virginia? Haven't you a song for us?
Well, I don't know it.
We might think up of one.
All right. You listen to that one. And Mildred Schneider will sing for us that famous and effective favorite, My Hero from the Chocolate Soldier by Oscar Strauss.
Mine and mine alone.
Hero, sung by our own heroine, Mildred Schneider. And did you think of a song first, Clementine?
Well, I thought of Noche Tropical.
And I thought of Un Viejo Amor.
And then I thought of Hasta la Vista.
And I thought of Siboney.
All right, then. Suppose we have Castillo. Those two beloved Spanish sisters, Clementine and Virginia. Yes, Ronald.
It ain't next door, so to tell you we need just one more jump to get to Storyland.
One more jump, and we must be almost there.
That's right, I guess.
That's good news. I wonder what we can have for that one jump.
Would you like to hear Estelle? She knows that new hit song, the one called By Me and Mr. Shane.
What's that about, Mr. Shane? Oh, By Me and Mr. Shane. Fine. Of course we'd like to hear Estelle. And Estelle wants to dedicate it to Renee, and we're also glad to hear that Joy is getting better.
By me, Mr. Shane, please let me explain. By me, Mr. Shane, that you're grand. By me, Mr. Shane, again I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, Bella, even say Wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you really are. I've tried to explain. By me, this to shame. So kiss me and say you understand. By me, this to shame. Please let me explain. By me, this to shame means that you're grand. By me, to shame, again I'll explain, it means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, Bella, even say Wunderbar, each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. I try to explain, by mere bit to shame, so kiss me and say you understand.
Oh, Estelle, look, that's our Estelle Levy, one of the stars of our White Rabbit bus. We love Estelle, too.
And here we are, Mr. Conductor, just pulling into Storyland. You made a very quick trip today, driver.
Well, I was told to hurry, lady next door, so I thought perhaps it'd be a good idea to put on a little steam.
Oh, does this bus run on steam, driver?
I thought it was gas, didn't you, Estelle?
Yes, gas or hot air or something.
A fine way for you two young ladies to be talking. It's disrespectful, that's what it is.
Oh, we're sorry, driver.
Oh. You mean disrespectful to you, driver?
Certainly not. disrespectful to me white rabbit. Watch out now, Timmy, while I have to park.
The old brakes is working.
All right. There you are, next door. We've stopped.
Oh, that's fine. We're driver. All right, girls and boys, everybody off the bus now and into Storyland.
Yes, all off, girls and boys. Find your seats in the Storyland Theater. And get ready for the lady next door story. That's the play.
As our curtain rises, a young lass will be seen out in the garden, getting some fresh vegetables for her father's supper. The lass is our own Margaret McLaren. Nicky will be her wee brother, Tommy. Peter Donald, her father. Jackie Kelk, the Reverend McTavish. Jimmy will play Sandy McCallion. And Eddie will be John Meade. And now look closely, for here we are.
Kept him in after school.
After school? Has Tommy been misbehaving, Cassie?
Oh, no. It's something special the teacher wanted him to do. Something nice and special, I think.
All right, Cassie. Thank you for telling me.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Cassie. Go away. Stop. I'll no give you a kiss. And who do you think you're asking for a kiss anyhow?
Aha, the sweetest lass in bonnie Scotland. And that's no exaggeration.
Well, you're getting a kiss. So run a butcher business. I've got my work to do.
And what work is this?
Well, I've got the vegetables to carry in from the garden and my favorite supper to cook. Salini beef.
For a wee kiss, I'll carry the basket in for you. And I'll even go so far as to peel a potato.
No, thank you. Let me pass, please.
For a smile, I'll carry your basket for you.
I can carry it myself.
Ah, Maggie, you're hopeless. I don't know what'll ever become of you. You'll live and die an old maid if you don't watch out.
Well, it's no your worry, young man. Will you let me pass, please? My father will be home from his work and I'll be nice supper.
Here, I'll carry your basket for you. And you can frown if you like, and we'll say no more of the kiss. How's that?
Well, that's a wee bit better. But hurry along, Lou. I don't want my father to be kept waiting.
Ah, you're smiling. You can smile.
And why not?
Well, I don't know if she wastes so many smiles on the lads around the town.
Well, the lads are always asking for a wee kiss, and I see no sense to it.
Well, there may be no sense to it, but personally, I think it's very nice.
Here, put the basket on the table, if you please.
All right. There you are. Are you sure you wouldn't like me to help you with your cooking?
No, thank you.
Your father and I are great friends, you know. Or did you know that?
No, I've never heard my father speak of you.
Oh.
Excuse me, please. I must get here to do my cooking.
All right. Don't shove. I'll just sit over on this side of the table here.
Well, there's no need for you to sit at all. Your mother must have your supper almost ready by this time. It's nearly 5 o'clock.
My mother's not at home today. She's visiting my great aunt in Edinburgh. No, there's nobody waiting for me. And no supper cooking for me anywhere.
Well, that's too bad. But of course, there's a Mistress Campbell in the village, and she serves a very nice meal, so I've heard.
I heard they were terrible. I've even heard of someone who was taken very ill after eating one of Mistress Campbell's meals.
Well, they must have had weak digestions in the first place.
Don't you think your father would like sitting down to a supper and having a bit of a wee talk with another man once in a while?
Aye, and he does. The Reverend McTavish was here to supper last Monday night.
Oh, you didn't give the Reverend a wee smile, did you, Margaret?
Reverend McTavish called to ask me to sing at the Kirk concert next Monday night, and he stayed for a bite of supper.
Oh, so you're going to sing at the Kirk concert, Margaret?
Aye.
Well, if you won't ask me to have a bite with your father, and if you won't smile at me, I'll be sitting in the front row at the concert at the Kirk, listening to you sing.
Well, the tickets for the front row cost 2 and 6.
2 and 6? How much for the back row?
The same, I think. Of course, you can stand outside the Kirk and listen. I'll sing loud so you can hear.
Thank you. I'll appreciate that.
You know, there'll be some fine folk at the Edinburgh. Folk from Edinburgh, the minister said.
Folk from Edinburgh? Are they any better than the folk from our village?
Well, I don't know, but they're very important folk, Mr. McTavish says. Listen.
What's that awful noise?
Well, that's my favor. That's his whistle. Look, Noon, I'm not finished with the supper. Here, you best go.
All right, I'll go. But I'll see you Monday night at the concert. Good night.
Good night. Oh, dear, what a bother. Such a bother.
Good evening.
Good evening, Favor.
Evening, lass. Oh, something smells good.
It's good spray, Favor. And it'll almost be ready for you just as soon as you wash your hands. I was a wee bit interrupted.
Aye, I think I saw your interruption going down the path.
I tried to send him Buddy's business, but he wouldn't go.
Okay, you do have your troubles with the village lads, don't you, lass? Eh?
Aye, they're a very fresh lot of lads, Peter.
Aye, I dare say. Where's your wee brother?
Well, the teacher sent word he was to stay after school and do a bit of studying.
You mean the lad is behind in his schoolwork?
No, Feather. I think this is something very special. You'll hear about it when Tammy comes in.
Well, I hope the lad's done not to be ashamed of.
Listen, Feather. Here comes Tammy New.
Okay.
Evening, Feather. Supper ready, Margaret?
Almost. Wash your hands, Sonny. I'm just putting on the table.
Tammy?
Aye, Feather.
Were you a good boy today?
Aye, Feather.
Then why'd you have to stay so late at the school?
Wait till you hear, Feather. Just wait till you hear.
Aye, I'm listening.
There was a visiting teacher in the school today. An artist.
An artist, Tammy?
Aye.
And what about it?
He looked at my drawings, Feather. And he said I had promise. Aye, promise. And he kept me after school and showed me things.
Oh, promise and drawing, eh?
Mm-hmm. He said maybe if I kept at it, I might be a great artist someday.
He said nothing about you being a good stone cutter or a good farmer.
No, Feather, but I'd much like better to be an artist.
I suppose you would.
Oh, sit down, Feather. Your supper will be getting cold.
Aye.
Here, have some broth, Feather. It's very good.
Yeah. Thank you, lass. So you'd like to be an artist, eh, Tammy?
Aye, Feather.
And my little Margaret would like to be a singer.
Oh, Feather, I don't know that I could be a real singer. Oh, but I do like to sing.
Aye, I understand. Well, your mother would have liked it. You had a lovely voice, my Jessie.
And would Mother have liked me to be an artist too, Feather?
Aye, lad, I'm sure she would.
Then what are you sad about, Feather?
Well, I was thinking you both might be leaving me someday, but well, we won't think of that now.
Oh, nay, Feather. I won't be leaving. I want to be an artist and draw great pictures of the hills of Bonnie Scotland and the heather in bloom in the spring and the moors.
Oh, good for you, lad. And what about you, Margaret?
Well, I just want to sing, Peter, wherever I may be, and to cook your supper and make you happy.
Thank you, lass. And now, fall too. There's a fine meal we have before us that's like to be spoiled with so much conversation.
Boy,
boys, we hurry along to the night of the concert at the church, where Bonnie Sweet Margaret is to sing.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, in concluding our program this evening, I want to introduce a young lass of the parish, someone you all know and love, a lass with a lovely voice, Miss Margaret McLaren, who will sing for us, My Laddie. Oh. Aye, it seemed to go very nicely, Miss McLeavy.
Aye, very nicely. I thought it was excellent, didn't you, Jock?
Aye, it was excellent.
Excuse me for interrupting you, Reverend McTavish, but I thought the concert was very fine.
Thank you, Mr. McLaughlin.
I enjoyed myself most heartily, Reverend McTavish.
Thank you, Mr. McPartle.
And may I add my thanks for a most pleasant evening, Reverend?
Thank you, ma'am. Thanks for Edinburgh. Did you enjoy our concert?
I was just waiting to tell you, Reverend McTavish. I thought it was most charming, and so did I, Reverend McTavish. I'm so glad you could have the concert while we were here. My brother is quite taken with your last little singer.
Maggie McLaren, is that so, John Mead?
Aye, she has a lovely voice, Reverend McTavish, and she's a lovely appearing lass, too.
Aye, and as sweet and good as she's beautiful. Would you like to meet her?
Aye, very much indeed.
Just a moment, I'll fetch her for you.
Now, John, what are you cooking up inside your head?
I'm not sure, Annie.
Has your brother taken a fancy to the Highland lass, Annie?
Well, I don't know. I was wondering that myself.
Here they come. She's a lovely child.
And not such a child, either.
Here we are. She was so surrounded by admirers I could scarce find her. Mrs. Doon, Mrs. Mead, and Mr. John Mead. Miss Margaret McLaren.
How do you do?
We wanted to tell you how much we enjoyed your singing, my dear.
Oh, thank you.
We've heard nothing in Edinburgh any sweeter. Oh, then you are the fine folks for Edinburgh.
These are the friends for Edinburgh I was telling you about, Maggie. Mr. John Mead here is very much interested in young singers.
Oh.
Aye, Margaret. I wonder if you'd come over to the piano and give me another bit of a song.
Of course, sir.
Well, most of the folk have left. I see your father and your wee brother waiting for you at the door. I'll go and bring them here, Margaret, while you sing for Mr. Mead and the ladies.
Aye, sir. And what song will you have, sir?
Anything you'd like to sing, lass.
All right. Then I think I'll sing you a song I like myself. It's called Sweetheart.
Sweetheart, will you ever be ever? Will you remember the day when we were happy, May? My dear,
lass.
Fine, lass. I can hear them better myself.
Sandy McCallion, well, what are you doing here?
Just a listening to your sing, lass. I was drawn here by the sweet notes that float out to the front steps. Is this a private gathering, Reverend McTavish?
Not particularly, Sandy. This is Margaret's father and a wee brother, Mr. Mead, Mrs. Mead, and Mr. Mead.
Your daughter has a lovely voice, Mr. McClellan.
Oh, thank you, sir. She takes after her mother in that respect.
Mother always said Maggie would be a great singer someday.
Hush, Tommy.
Well, she did.
You ought to hear the song that Maggie and me sang when we were weeans at the Sunday school party. You remember, Maggie?
No. And don't you be calling me Maggie in front of these fine folks.
You should have had this, Mr. Mead. When we brought down the house, we did.
Yes, I'm sure you did.
The song was very funny. And the way we sang it. Come on, Maggie, join me.
I didn't wish to, Sandy.
Here's the lass. I can no do a thing with her. I ask her for a smile, she gives me a frown. I ask her for a kiss, she gives me a slap.
Sandy.
Or almost a slap, anyhow. I ask her to sing with me. She says, I didn't wish to. What would you do with a lass like that?
I'll tell you what I'd like to do with her, Sandy.
What's
and Mr.
That?
McLaren and Mr. McTavish and all of you.
Yes?
I'd like to take Margaret to Edinburgh with me to sing in my music hall.
Oh,
aye, to sing in my music hall. And perhaps if she sings as well as I think she will, we might take her to London.
Who would you sing for the king?
One never knows, little Tommy.
Peter, did you hear that?
Hey, Tommy.
And then America. What would you say to that, Scotch Lassie?
I don't know what to say.
Oh, come, lass. This is no time for tears.
Well, this is a great opportunity. You should be the happiest lass in Scotland. Oh,
Fever. There, there, lassie.
Then it's all settled. We'll take her with us tomorrow.
But what about Fever and Tommy?
Let them come, too.
Oh, no, no. My work is here.
And I have to stay here and study to be an artist.
Oh.
But Margaret may go if she likes. I wouldn't stand in her way.
Oh, but, Fever, who would cook for you and wash your dishes and mend the holes in your stocking?
Well, I think your cousin Nellie would be glad to have a home with us this winter, Margaret, and in the summer, too, if you're no back.
So you see, there'll be no trouble at all. As soon as you're famous, you can send for your father and your wee brother Tommy to come and stay with you.
Or you can come back and stay with us, because maybe I'll be famous, too, by that time, Margaret. I don't know. It's all so sudden.
And that's the way it should be. Dry those tears, lass.
Aye, there's no cause for tears, but only for rejoicing.
I wouldn't say that, Reverend McTavish. I feel like shedding a few wee tears myself. Now I'll never get that kiss I've been working for all these years.
Come, let's have a song together, and then we'll all go along to the inn for a wee bite and a sup to sour brain.
Musical show.
Is Miss Margaret in?
Yes, she's expecting you. Come right in.
Thank you.
Oh, come in, John.
Ah, my dear, you were lovely last night.
Oh, thank you, John.
Now, I have more good news for you, lass.
More good news? Why, that seems that's all you've ever brought me, John.
And that's all I ever hoped to bring you, lass. But look, just look at this.
Why, what is it? It looks like another contract.
And so it is. A contract to star in the American Motion Pictures.
Oh, no, John.
Yes, Margaret. Then your lovely voice and your winsome face will be carried all over the world.
I can hardly believe it. Such a short time ago, I was living in a wee village in Scotland cooking a favorite supper. Oh, John, may I ask one more favor of you?
Anything you like, my dear. You know that.
Then, when my show closes, may I not go home for a visit with my father and Tommy and all the others?
We'll arrange it, lass. I wish that we might persuade your father and Tommy to come here to see you.
Well, father says he's too old, and dear Tommy's too busy studying to be a fine artist. We'll have to go and see them. Come in.
This cablegram just came for you, Miss Margaret.
A cablegram? Oh, will you open it, John?
What is it, dear? You're trembling.
Well, I'm so afraid. If anything's happened to Father or Tommy, he wouldn't send a cable unless something was wrong.
No, wait. We'll soon know. Father ill. Please come home. Tommy.
Oh, I was afraid of that. Oh, please, John. I must go right away.
But your play, Margaret. Your contract.
I can't help it. You'll have to fix it so I can go. Please, John. Please.
All right, lass. I'll fix it. Somehow. Some way.
Maggie, where are you?
Here, Father, right here beside you.
Oh, lass, 'tis good to see you back again.
And you will get well, Father. You won't be sick anymore.
Why, of course I'll get well, lass. The sight of you is better than all the medicines in the world. Now that you're here, I can rest.
Doctor, oh,
Father's fainted. No, lass, he just falls asleep. That's a good sign. Come, let him be for a little while.
Oh, and you will get well, Doctor?
Aye, lass, of course you'll get well.
Oh, Doctor, thank you for saying that.
Lass, you came what you're doing. You kissed me.
Aye, Doctor, I kissed you for saying my Father will get well.
But, lass, you came who I am. I'm Sandy McCallion. Don't you remember me?
Sandy McCallion?
Aye.
Doctor Sandy McCallion. Why, Sandy, of course.
The lad you'd never give a look or a kiss to. And you've done it. You kissed me.
Yes.
But I must say it was well worth waiting for. Of course, though, lass, a wee bit late. I have a wife of my own now and might be proud of her, too.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that, Sandy.
And you've had a great measure of success, Maggie. But are you happy?
Oh, I'm very happy, Sandy. If only my father will get well.
Oh, he'll get well, lass. Well enough to travel back to visit America, too. I'm sure of that.
Oh, thank you. And bless you for saying that, Sandy.
Wait a minute now. No more kissing. My wife might not understand.
Oh, I wasn't going to kiss you again, Sandy. I'm saving my kisses for somebody else.
Oh, do I know Maggie?
Well, you've met him.
Margaret, may I come in?
Oh, why, yes, John. Why, you remember Sandy McCallion, John.
Oh, yes, of course.
I'm the physician in charge of this case. I'm doing a wee bit better of that than I did at my singing. Well, I'll be going. I'll look on your feather later, Maggie, when he awakes from his nap.
Thank you, Sandy.
By the way, is this the lucky man?
Why, Sandy, what, you're just as embarrassing as you always were.
Well, good day.
Goodbye.
Margaret?
Yes, John?
What did he mean by that? Asking if I was the lucky man?
Oh, I don't know, John. Just something we were saying a while back.
But I am a lucky man. So found you and heard you sing. Been able to help you a little. Margaret, I love you, Margaret.
Oh, and I love you, John.
Oh,
Mr. Conductor and girls and boys, our story play has ended, and we hope everybody's going to live happily ever after.
I'm sure they are. That was a wonderful story, a lovely Scotch story, Lady Next Door. And Margaret McLaren, with her lovely voice, we expect someday will make such a hit as she did in the play, in the movies, concert, yes, and even in the opera, we hope. Have we time to give the cast? Oh, Wee Tammy was Mickey O'Day. Margaret McLaren, of course, was Margaret. Peter Donald was Margaret's father. Jackie Kelk was the Reverend McTavish. Jimmy McCallion was Sandy McCallion. Lynn Mary Oldham was Kathy. And Eddie Raggy was John Mead.
And now
I think we'll have to get
everybody
back on the bus.
Step lively now.
Everybody
and
starting
for home. That is as soon as I get me White Rabbit going here. That's it. She's all ready to go. Is everybody aboard the bus, Porter?
Yep, every driver.
All present and accounted for, driver.
All right, then. Prepare yourselves, lads and lassies, for the last big jump of the day. One, two, three, and away we go.
Good morning and bye-bye. This is the National Broadcasting Company.